The following is a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah! Go Cowboys!
This is the Players Lounge. Broadcasting live from Dallas Cowboys World Headquarters at the Star. Now, your hosts, Barry Church, Danny McCray, Hecma Harrison, and Nui Scruggs.
Here we are once again. Your boys are here for the podcast known as the Players Lounge. Barry Church is here on time in here.
Oh, you already know it.
Hecma Harrison is here. Always on time.
Hey, I was here on time.
I'm Nui Scruggs, and we've got the return of our own Danny McCray.
He's back.
What's up, man?
And let me say this, man. God is good.
Yes, he is.
All the time.
God is good. Mm-hmm. Danny is here, man, and we're so happy that you are here, my brother, and feeling good, man.
Yes. I'm excited to be back. God is good.
Yes, sir.
He put you in the right spot at the right time, around the right type of people. Thank y'all for the prayers and the wishes and all that stuff, man. I felt it. Appreciate the support. Let's get this thing going, dog.
All right.
Yes,
so
sir, man. I like this, man.
It's untucked. You don't buy it.
I like that. Okay. The thread count look real. I like that.
Untucked.
Like that.
You don't. It's Drew Brees. You don't buy stuff like that. That ain't no schmiedy.
It's creased too.
You see that?
That's the cleaners.
That's that. I don't even know what the color's clean. Charcoal. I like that.
You go come out roasting me while Tom Brady now.
I like
get
the
roasted
shirt.
Too.
I really do like this shirt. I really do like it.
I'm gonna go get you one.
Yeah, I might.
Untuck it.
That's why that boy ain't got to untuck it. Leave that dude alone, man.
Stop. Y'all crazy.
Stop. Man, you know, but you already know you own one.
Can't even
who
give
is
brother?
Esperanza?
So,
And where?
A place and where?
I ain't never seen. Yeah,
Spain. Is it Spain?
Nah, it's a Cabo right down the way.
Okay.
Spain, where the Spaniards came to Mexico.
Yeah. So that's when they did that.
That's
when they did that.
Esperanza.
Golf play.
Okay. All right. So you guys, before we did the Players Lounge, you guys are saying that we need to watch the Tom Brady roast.
Oh, y'all got
Netflix.
Okay. Oh, you got
former quarterback of the Patriots. They got.
I listen. My thoughts of Bill Belichick changed as I was watching, right? Because at first, like, you go into it and you know that the players believe that Bill Belichick has some type of personality. I'm sure he gives them a little much, but you always see people go on those roasts, and there's always one person that bombs. And I thought it was going to be Bill, and Bill went out there and killed it.
He had
personality. He was funny. He played along because they gave him a lot of. They gave him hell.
He got his fair share.
Robert Kraft gave him a little.
People got their licks in.
Tom Brady, you know, because it was the whole thing about who was the reason for the dynasty. So they went back and forth with that one. But yeah, shout out to Bill, man. I got respect for Bill. He went out there and did his thing. But it was a 3 hours of straight just laugh out loud.
Man, it takes a brave man to get up on them roasts because they will bring everything out. Any type of rumor you had back in the day, cheating, all this, they brought it all out. And they held no punches. Everybody got a piece. Except for Robert Kraft because they weren't messing with him. They was like, nah, I'm going to shut this down.
Tom is a good sport to allow them to do that. 3 hours of being roasted. Man. I mean, you get uncomfortable for a person.
Oh, I'd be sweating. When they
like literally. Yeah, be sweating. But, you know, 3 hours of watching him squirm it has to be uncomfortable. The best roast that I've seen, though, if y'all get a chance to go check out Michael Irvin's roast.
I ain't see that one.
Yeah.
Was Snoop Dogg on there?
No. It was Jamie Foxx. Jamie Foxx did it. It's
the old one when he was like, you guys, my conscience, I gotta run that back.
I'll say this about Belichick, and when I was around him in Cleveland, covered the team, the players and even coaches would tell you he's a funny guy. He wasn't giving us any of that. That was reserved and for the people in his orbit, and that what you're saying there, I'm not surprised because I consistently have heard that from the people who were with him and worked with him. So all good. So all right, I will check that. I will put it on my list today.
Yes. You got to watch Netflix. It's hilarious.
You're a brave man to wear that Laker hat, Barry Church.
I was confused about that.
The stars winning.
I
had my Mavs hat on last week.
In season champion hat though.
That hat was in the back of the Bentley. You just reached back. Yeah, come on, dog. You were playing.
I shaved this morning.
That's what it is.
I went with the fit, so I was like, you know, I gotta, you know how it is.
Not for long, you don't.
Let that man know.
Let's dive into the Cowboys here. And Barry Church asked a good question.
You do it, I'm gonna be right back.
Here's a good question Barry asked. Let's dive into this team. Can the defense be dominant without Dan Quinn? Dan Quinn is now the head coach of the Washington Commanders in the NFC East. So I'll let you start, Barry. Your thoughts?
I think it's going to be extremely difficult for this team to match their intensity they've had since Quinn has gotten in here. I mean, we've all heard from all the players throughout the locker room, especially on the defensive side of the football, how much they love Quinn and how much they love playing for him and they believe in his system. And we saw what happened when players don't believe in your system. The defensive coordinator before Quinn, Nolan. Players were coming out saying, oh, this ain't working. This scheme ain't doing this. It ain't doing that. And we saw how bad and terrible that defense is. So if your players don't believe in you, it's hard for them to go out there and run through a brick wall for you. So, you know, hopefully, you know, with the new defensive coordinator coming in here, he can install that defense and have them believing in it. But I think it's going to be extremely hard because if you think about it, man, Dan Quinn got the best out of each and every one of those guys. I mean, look, DeMarcus Lawrence turned the clock back. De'Ron Bland was out there, you know, leading the league in interceptions. Yeah. Diggs went from, you know, having a couple picks and getting toasted to, man, this guy is a ball hawk out there. The safeties, the way he was playing those safeties, those three safeties out there, to me, he got the most out of each and every one of his players, except for the interior of the defensive line, but we'll talk about that a little bit later. But the rest of the squad, he got the most out of them. And when you believe in a coach like that, you're gonna go above and beyond. And that's what that defense was able to do. And I think it's going to be hard to replicate that, especially on a one-year basis. This is look, if it doesn't work out this year, I think a lot of this is going to change. So it's going to be tough to make sure, you know, your beliefs and your core beliefs on that defense get installed in these players in just a couple of months and then head into the season. So they're talented. You got Micah Parsons. You got these guys out there. So they're going to have a talented defense. It's just, are the players going to believe in it when something goes wrong? Are they going to be like, you know what, it's okay. He understands what he's doing up top. Or are they just going to do how like they did with Nolan and say, man, yo, this ain't working. He ain't getting the best out of us. This defense ain't working. We're going to see, because this team is going to need this defense, in my opinion, to be able to go to the next level in which they want to do.
The thing for me, when you raise the question, is I ask the question, like, what was the identity of Dan Quinn's defense? And the identity of his defense was pressure, turnovers, and sacks. Mm-hmm. And when they couldn't get pressure, they couldn't get turnovers, they couldn't get sacks, they were pedestrian, yep. All right? And you found ways to expose this defense. And look, for the 3 years that that he was at defensive coordinator, you saw, like you just said, him bringing out those pieces that you're like, look, I got the best version of Diggs. I'm getting the best version of my safeties. I'm getting the best version of the way that he's using Micah Parsons. But at the end of the day, when what all of this fell apart about was how you operate in the playoffs. And when you get to the playoffs and you go back to those, just go back to last season and look at our worst games. Buffalo, turn on the Buffalo tape. When we couldn't get pressure, we couldn't get sacks, teams exposed us. We are continuously getting exposed on the back half of our defense in the front, up front, and also on the back half when they get unbalanced. And so when I look at – when people ask the question about Mike Zimmer, I say – and replacing Dan Quinn, I say it can't get worse. And no. Respectfully, what I'm saying is – he is not going to change any of those things that made the defense what it was last season, because now I believe Diggs is what it is. Mm-hmm. Bland is what he is, okay? But how does he get these guys in position now to stop the run? Because that's our Achilles heel. We can't stop him. We can't stop anybody, dog. It really puts us in a bad way.
Yeah, I think the question of can you be dominant under Zimmer is, were we dominant last year? Like, I think at the beginning of the season, we felt like
generational.
That. Generational. I remember
historical.
Oh, you said I'm teasing too.
He just Eminem. Eminem. Oh, Drake and Kendrick. I
gotta say something about.
Shout out to K Dot.
313.
Nah, shout out to Drizzy.
Man, you crazy. Go ahead.
Listen, I don't, and I, you know, I love Dan Quinn. I think Dan Quinn brought a different type of leadership here, where the players followed him. He brought some swag. Dudes started playing, not going out there. They talked a little crazy, and they backed it up. You always know you're gonna get the same stuff out of D-Law. But like you said, the biggest issue here is
do we have the pieces on the interior defensive line to be dominant, all right? Actually, to just be good. Mm-hmm. And our starting defensive line right now is, was it Odigizua?
Odigi.
And Mozzie Smith. Right? So, like, when you look at what Mozzie Smith did last year, and then you say, this guy is going to, this is who we're dependent on right now, just based off what it was last year. He can get better in the offseason. Mm-hmm. He can get better in training camp. But just based off what it was last year, I don't think that that is going to hold up for us to be able to be dominant like we want to. Deron Bland can play as good as he wants to. Trayvon Diggs will be coming off an injury, right? We got Overshawn coming off an injury, right? So when you talk about being dominant right now, I just want us to be serviceable. Like, we know that we're going to be able to get pressure in certain situations because Micah Parsons is there, D-Law is there. Like, you know they're going to get their opportunities. But right now, I don't think we can look at the roster and be like, okay, we are healthy enough, one, and we have the pieces to be a dominant defense. I think this is going to be some patchwork like crazy. Like, you're going to have to, hey, where does this guy fit in? You're going to bring in some more free agents off the street that probably played for Zimmer to see if they can help because they know the system. But right now, I think it's patchwork. I think you're looking at, you know, top 15 defense. And if you get that, I think you should be happy. I think you get top 15 with what you got right now, knowing the injuries and people coming off of what happened to them last season, and having Mozzie Smith play in the interior. Yeah, I'm thinking top 15 is so no dominant. Dominant. To answer that question, no dominant.
It ain't bad.
Top 15. I think right that you are ecstatic.
I will just. The church say amen to what you said. You're going to, I believe, face three of the top five or top eight rushing teams this year. You've not fixed this defense. The draft showed you that you didn't fix the defense up front. As Warren Sapp always says, back don't work without the front. This front right now is a problem. And if I'm having to line up and face the Dallas Cowboys, I'm trying to figure out where am I going to run. Okay, we're running up the middle. Hey, Micah Parsons, have fun chasing whatever's up the middle. Mm-hmm. So that's what you're going to do. I am concerned about Mozzie Smith. What is the weight gain? Is he getting back there? He's had shoulder surgery. These things were not addressed enough, in my opinion, right now, to simply say, looking at what Mike Zimmer wants to do. People are going to blame the carpenter, but then the carpenter going to be able to say, what are my tools? What do I have? And so that, for me, is scary. You're going to have to face San Francisco. You're going to have to face Philadelphia twice.
With Saquon.
Well, if Kellen Moore decides to give it to
him. Shout out to Kellen.
We'll figure that out. You're going to face Detroit. I mean, you've got teams that are going to want to come and do this. So how do you respond? Have they given Mike Zimmer enough to be dominant? Forget that. Have you given Mike Zimmer enough to just be competitive when it comes to that? So we shall see. I'm fond of saying let it play out. Right now, what I see, I don't think so. They can get in shootouts. You can do all that stuff. But if this team makes the playoffs, what have we seen the last 3 years? You can run on the Cowboys, and you can beat them. They haven't fixed it. At least I haven't seen them fix it. Maybe I'll be wrong. They're going to find a way to plug holes. Mike Zimmer will put some pixie dust and make some magic happen. But that's a concern for me right now for this football team when I look at the defense. And forget dominant. Can you figure out a way to just stop the run, man? Because in the critical games, we saw them play last year. We saw how they lost against the good teams who could run the football.
And then you look at Zimmer's defenses, you know, when he was in Minnesota. Mm-hmm. What is he known for? And Cincinnati, what are you known for? Two safety high. Two safety had Harrison Smith, Sandejo, them guys are two safeties highs, which means you're leaving the box light. That's what he's known for, having those big guys in the middle, the big defensive line, just out there gap stopping everything, and linebackers flowing. That's what he's known for. This defense, the past couple years under Quinn, they've always had that extra guy in the box. And he still hasn't been able to stop the run.
Yeah,
but
right.
Two safeties back, light box, with defenders that haven't been able to stop the run, to me, that's just not a good formula going forward.
That's why you bring in the Eric Kendricks. And you bring in the Kendricks because you understand from a linebacker standpoint, and Danny, you've been begging for this, is a guy that can be tough in the middle and can stop those inside runs. So and I feel like you have that. And I feel like also with guys getting healthy back there, that's going to be the importance put on this defense this season. You got to stop it. Last season under Quinn, the defense was undisciplined at best. You've seen those games where those guys are getting out of their running lanes because they're stat padding, mm-hmm. right? Everybody's hot boy chain. You want to get out there. You want to get pressure. You want to sack, strip, fumble, all of that. But then you see in the Green Bay game, okay, get up the field. All we're going to do is just run this thing right behind you and pick mm-hmm. up those extra yards. And so that's where I think the change for Mike Zimmer coming in, and he's seen the best of the best. And so it's not like he doesn't come in with a reputation that you can hang your hat on, because he's that guy that can tell you back in this year, I've coached guys like Primetime. I've coached Charles Haley.
Can we just go down a list about like who we're sure about? Let's go. If you just go down the list on the defense about, hey, man, I'm sure that this dude right here is going to have a productive season.
DeMarcus Lawrence. Chauncey Ghost.
Well, I mean, if you just start on the corner, okay, Trayvon Diggs.
He going to ball.
Hey, not healthy, though. Like, so I'm saying when you talk, I'm just talking about sure. Like,
That's true.
So you're not sure about Trayvon Diggs, who was probably, you know, one of your best players on defense, right?
Malik Hooker.
He's probably gonna play how he plays, mm-hmm. right? So you can count on him.
Mm-hmm. Then
you got Donovan Wilson.
Yep.
You can count on him to play how he's gonna play. Mm-hmm. Then you got Jordan Lewis, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you got Deron Bland,
mm-hmm.
right? So now then when you get to the next level, you got Kendricks.
Yep.
Overshawn?
Clark.
Are we sure on Kendricks? I mean, Kendricks was also part
of the... No, I'm saying Kendricks you can depend on, right? So you're talking about this level. Mm-hmm. Where we struggled at was, do you... Overshawn?
Coming off an injury.
Right? But that's who they're pegging, yeah. right? To be the guy. Mozzie Smith, when you get to the level before that?
Yeah, I wouldn't. I haven't seen it.
Odigizuwa was there last year.
He's a flash.
You know what I'm saying? So right now, you're just looking at a lot of spaces where you're like, all right, I don't know.
Yeah,
you know, you got D-Law mm-hmm. and then you got Micah Parsons, but on the inside after that, I'm not sure. Then you got Kendricks, and then now you like Overshawn or Damone Clark. Yeah. Based off what we saw last season and then the injury, you're not sure there. So right now, the most sure we are is the secondary, which is not the issue that we've had.
No.
The issue that we've had is the front seven.
Yeah.
So before we go to break, just want to go over the opponents. We're talking about, you know, trying to stop the run. Baltimore.
And they got
King Henry.
Oh, man.
Cincinnati.
Yeah. They got rid of Joe Mix.
They're at Atlanta.
But who they replaced Joe Mixon with? Was it Aaron?
He's a good player. I don't know if it was Aaron Jones.
No, Aaron Jones was Minnesota.
It was a good player. You're at Carolina. You're at Cleveland.
Mm. Nick Chubb coming off?
Nick Chubb coming back. Yeah.
But overall, their identity is running.
Oh,
away.
Yeah. They're going to
find somebody to run the ball. We don't know what the Giants are going to do. We know Philadelphia. They're at Pittsburgh.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Najee Harris, you know, going on the ball there.
Warren.
At San Francisco.
Mm. Know that is.
They will face Detroit here.
You know what that is.
You will face Houston here.
Mm, they got Joe Mixon.
You will have a home game against New Orleans. Skippy Pete and Tampa Bay are coming here.
If he's still there.
And then, of course, you got Washington. But just... Right here, we're naming there are some running teams on the schedule here.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
and it's going to be pretty clear. You got Bijan Robinson, Atlanta coming in here, new head coach. Okay, hey, let's try to run. So some of this stuff is here, and that's when we talk about just being dominant. I go back to, hey, look, man, you trying to beat this team, you're going to run the ball. So we'll have to see. Okay, I think we made down the room here.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, a whole dark cloud.
So let's look at a positive here.
Top 15, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, top 15. Oh, that's great. Middle of the pack.
When we talk about defense, here's one player that I have a hope for.
Huh.
A hope.
Not the whole field.
I'm not ready to take it. I'm not ready to eject it. I'm just saying. But let's have the conversation. We'll do that next week. Danny McCray, who's back here. Clinton Harris, Mary Church on Newry Square. This is Players Lounge, brought to you by DallasCowboys.com.
Put it in my vein.
It's the official men's skincare brand of the Dallas Cowboys, Jack Black. And right now, Cowboys fans can get 15% off their $75 order. Plus, because every deal needs a playmaker, your order will include a free 5-piece skincare set and free shipping. The Jack Black Playmaker is four of Jack's favorites and a full-sized intense therapy lip balm. Make a play for the playmaker at getjackblack.com/cowboys with the code CowboysVIP. That's getjackblack.com/cowboys with the code CowboysVIP.
Hi, I'm Danny McCray, Dallas Cowboys alumni player here with Smoothie King. And Smoothie King wants to ask you, what's that sound? That's the sound of us magically transforming our smoothie bowls into two new decadent flavors. Dig into a cool acai or pitaya bowl, handcrafted with crunchy, purely Elizabeth granola, fresh strawberries, and finished with a velvety chocolate hazelnut drizzle. Perfect for breakfast, lunch, or anytime you want to munch. And that's the sound of you making them disappear. Smoothie bowls, now in two new decadent flavors. Only at Smoothie King, the official smoothie of the Dallas Cowboys.
To kick off the 2023 NFL season, Hugo Boss teamed up with the NFL and Micah Parsons to launch an iconic apparel collection featuring hoodies, crews, t-shirts, polos, joggers, and more. The bold, unique apparel of the Boss NFL collection unites football and fashion while reflecting what it truly means to be a boss. Get yours today at NFLShop.com/HugoBoss, at HugoBoss.com, and at Boss Retail Stores. Hashtag be your own boss.
There is no I in Dallas. There is no I in heart either. No I in Blue Star or in Lone Star for that matter. And there's no I in how about them Cowboys? Smirnoff knows there's no I in football. Football is a we thing, an experience that is best enjoyed together. With good drinks and good folks, home or away, we rally together, we cry together, and we always rally cry together because there's definitely no I in Cowboys fans. Smirnoff, we do game days. Please drink responsibly.
Back to the Players Lounge.
Country Music Party of the Year is back like never before. The Academy of Country Music Awards return to the Ford Center at the Star in Frisco on May 16th. See the biggest stars in the country in country music and watch unforgettable live performances. Limited tickets are available now at SeatGeek.com.
All right, Heckman Harrison, appreciate you.
I see the tempo. Tempo. Mm-hmm. You see?
Okay. Delivery. While running them periods like a starlight. I had to slow down.
Oh, wow, man. Oh, wow. Man.
That teleprompter.
Slow down.
Ready, man.
Hey,
ready. Go back.
I missed the whole sentence on this joint. Go ahead, man. Thank you.
Let him do it again. Take us back to break. See? Let us come back.
Do it again. Let's see. Do it again. Right
around one more time.
Run it back. Do it again.
Get the collection plate. One more time. Run it back.
Do it again. Let's see. You do one more time. See. You do it again. Players Lounge, produced by Chris B. Appreciate him. So, talking about the defense, and I'm looking for a bright spot.
Okay.
Looking for somebody. So, you know,
positivity.
A new bright spot.
Yes.
Okay. Just, a new burst, but
so along the way, constantly talk about player development.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And I remember Tom Landry saying, "By year three, we got to see something." Okay. So I'm trying to find. Okay, here's a year three guy. Need to find something from this player. I go to the defense, and for me right now, that defensive player is Sam Williams.
Okay.
It's going to be year number three. Had 4.5 sacks last year. There's times where Sam looked good. Then there's some times you go, oh, my gosh, what you doing out here? But to me, as Mike Zimmer takes over this defense and you need someone to step up, and Sam Williams last year had complained about playing time. Torrance Armstrong is gone. Tank Lawrence is obviously getting a little bit older. They did draft another guy, you know, to play defensive end in the second. So to me, I'm looking third year. You need to take this next step. This is your opportunity. I need Sam Williams to go ahead and run through that.
Listen, the thing about Sam Williams, he has the athletic ability and the talent to be a real dominant, well, a huge force in the league. We've seen him on special teams. Mm-hmm. We've seen how athletic he is. He's running down there playing gunner, which is usually for DBs and wide receivers, making plays, blocking punts. Now, he does have some of those brain farts sometimes where you like, hey, man, come on, man. Like, the penalties, like, probably being in the right place at the right time. But, yes, going into year three, this is where you want to see him put all that together because you've seen it at each level. Special teams, you've seen it on defense. You've seen the pass rushing. So you know he has it. This is the time for him to get out there and put it all together and you know, make big-time plays. Do I have high expectations for him? Not to save the defense, but I do expect him to be better than he was last year.
So when you talk about him being a gunner and DBs and receivers being a gunner, what are those guys' sizes? Like, you 5'11", 6'1", 185 pounds.
C.J. Goodwin.
Like, C.J., okay. Yeah,
you almost had your Sam.
Cool. Yeah, you know that. I tried to run right through that one, too. But Sam is 6'4", 261 pounds doing that. And that's just showing pure athleticism for him. Yeah. For me, I look at Sam Williams like I would look at a stock. And what can be the return on investment with a guy like this? Like, you look at the guys before, they were not performing, all right? Mm-hmm. 4.5 sacks for him in limited time. That's showing that this guy can produce, and he has the numbers there. And by God, he has the size also to be a guy that you can move around and be a piece for Coach mm-hmm. Mike Zimmer. So, look, I think that the return on Sam Williams could be enormous because he's one of those guys that if you put him in a position and he can stop the brain farts, basically, mm-hmm. and play better, don't line up outsides, don't jump outsides, don't cost guys at costly times, man, this is a player in year three that absolutely could help this defense out.
Yeah, without a doubt. You know, Sam Williams can be that guy. Like y'all said, the main thing with him is just upstairs. You know, is he going to be able to stop the brain farts or when he has contain on the outside, not to get reached by the offensive lineman and let the running backs get outside or the quarterbacks get outside? Can he be that, you know, unselfish player where it's not, you know, all about me getting these numbers? Can he do that? I believe so, and he can hopefully take that next step. It's just going to take the right coach, and hopefully Zimmer's that guy. But for me, I got to look at a guy, Damone Clark, to me, on that second level. He's got to take that jump, and he's got to be the future on that second level for that linebacking core. You know, we got Kendricks in here, and hopefully he can kind of be that mentor to help him see things pre-snap and post-snap to let him play a lot faster. Because when you looked at it last year, he has all the capabilities athletically. But when you looked at it last year, those guys were getting to the second level, and he just couldn't get off the blocks. I mean, there was time and time again where he was getting pushed out the screen. He has that athletic ability, and this team needs, especially in a Zimmer defense, with those two high safeties out there, you're going to have somebody on that second level that can control everything, run sideline to sideline, make sure that when people do mess up, he can be there to correct it. And I believe he has that ability to do so, and hopefully he can with the help and the leadership of Kendricks.
Take it easy on my LSU guy.
As a veteran.
The white tees.
Look, as a veteran, when you bring in an Eric Kendricks, you know his reputation. Do you think that he at least can be serviceable in this defense to be able to do exactly what you just asked, you know, to help a guy to reach his potential as a linebacker?
I think he can be serviceable. The only linebacker that I've really seen, he's only, what, year 11 now?
Yeah.
And still be really productive is Bobby Wagner. And that guy's a Hall of Famer. Yeah. So, to me, you know, Kendricks, he was great early on in his Vikings career, but this is also the same guy that was...
He ain't about to be Jasper Brinkley.
No. He ain't going to be, be Jasper Brinkley. Shout out to Jasper Brinkley. Yeah,
South Carolina's on.
He ain't going to be... Gamecock. He can't be Brinkley out here. He can't do it. But I... I've rarely seen...
Just caught a
he strike. Did. I've wow. rarely seen... You know, a guy, you know, double digits, you know, come into that linebacker spot and kind of reverse the clock.
Yeah.
I've rarely seen it.
That's regardless like of the system.
I've rarely seen it. That's like a running back going into year 10, you know, and now they're counting on him to be that year 5 guy.
You see what he just did right
so
there?
So, I'm just saying, man. I don't see it.
I'm willing to go out on them right now and say we will have a 1,000-yard number 15 rusher.
Let's go.
Number 15 will be a 1,000-yard rusher.
And I didn't have to jump out the cake.
Who's number 15?
Who's that?
Who you? What you mean? Who? Who is number 15? Y'all know who number 15 is?
Who y'all talking about?
That's what I was. We're talking about Z.
I read that 21 is switching his number to 15. That's what I read. And he's going to be. And he's going to be.
I love it. I don't have to do it. I love it.
Here we go.
The man, what he has?
I thought he was going to keep 21.
I seen people saying he was going to
15, 21.
Did you see them post that? They posted
23.
CD, they posted that, right?
44,000 yards? 1,000?
G-Ball.
Yeah. Bro, how many did he have last 22? Year? What did he have, 6-something last year?
Yeah.
Did he have 6-something last year?
Yes.
He did have
He wasn't
six.
Even starting.
Come on, man.
Tony Pollard averaged 50 yards a game last year, man, and had 1,000 yards. What are we talking about?
You think he's going to be able to do 1,000
yards
that,
is easy to get. That's actually a pretty low bar for a starting running back in the NFL.
You think he's going
to
be out there?
Yeah.
Turning that
17
clock back.
Games.
Yeah.
Don't go out there and get you a
he
stat.
Had 600 last year with the New England Patriots. Them boys had. Who was they starting quarterback?
It is.
That's daylight savings.
They're the M2R right
it
now.
It is.
I'm glad, hey, dog. I'm with
they got
you,
a fresh batch. They got a fresh batch in the back.
All I know is I watched the New England Patriots for 2 games last year.
Thank
and
you.
they was worse than the New York Giants to where you knew they was giving the ball to Saquon. And him and them boys was out there still figuring out a way.
Two out of 17?
Two out of 17, what?
So
he had 600 yards.
Now, we're doing that, okay? This is
we're making a bet.
I'm on that.
We're not betting money, okay?
No bread.
No, friendly bet.
That's it. Food. Friendly.
Yeah,
dinner.
Food.
Yeah, there we go. Food.
Yeah, it is. I'm on that, though.
Food and drink.
You seen a picture when he...
So I go back in there.
Which you have to pay for.
Yeah. You have to pay for the food.
Yeah.
It'll take me to a spot where you got a plug and it's free.
I feel all this heat.
We're not going to the night.
Hey, you got a seat warmer. You got a seat warmer. What's going on?
Night out here. I'll tell you what. Bro. Let's get our second break. We'll come back.
I end up in that.
We can do that.
Jasper Brinkley kind of.
So we need to dive more into this Ezekiel Elliott, where two people here at the table believe that we're about to see a resurgence. And two people at the table have questions. We'll do that next right here on the Players Lounge, right here on DallasCowboys.com radio.
To kick off the 2023 NFL season, Hugo Boss teamed up with the NFL and Micah Parsons to launch an iconic apparel collection featuring hoodies, crews, t-shirts, polos, joggers, and more. The bold, unique apparel of the Boss NFL collection unites football and fashion while reflecting what it truly means to be a boss. Get yours today at NFLShop.com/HugoBoss, at HugoBoss.com, and at Boss Retail Stores. Hashtag be your own boss.
Hi, I'm Danny McCray, Dallas Cowboys alumni player here with Smoothie King. And Smoothie King wants to ask you, what's that sound? That's the sound of us magically transforming our smoothie bowls into two new decadent flavors. Dig into a cool acai or pitaya bowl, handcrafted with crunchy, purely Elizabeth granola, fresh strawberries, and finished with a velvety chocolate hazelnut drizzle. Perfect for breakfast, lunch, or anytime you want a munch. And that's the sound of you making them disappear. Smoothie bowls, now in two new decadent flavors. Only at Smoothie King, the official smoothie of the Dallas Cowboys.
It's the official men's skincare brand of the Dallas Cowboys, Jack Black. And right now, Cowboys fans can get 15% off their $75 order. Plus, because every deal needs a playmaker, your order will include a free 5-piece skincare set and free shipping. The Jack Black Playmaker is 4 of Jack's favorites and a full-sized intense therapy lip balm. Make a play for the playmaker at getjackblack.com/cowboys with the code CowboysVIP. That's getjackblack.com/cowboys with the code CowboysVIP.
I'm Dak Prescott, quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys.
And they snap it to Prescott, who looks right. It's not there. He escapes left. He'll run for a first down.
Just like football, when it comes to crypto, it's important to have a team you can trust. With blockchain.com, I know I'm in good hands. Since 2011, they've been trusted by millions around the world to buy, sell, and trade cryptocurrency.
Prescott's going to run this himself. Run it up the middle, and he scores.
Whether you're new to crypto or an active trader, they've got you covered. What are you waiting for? Get started at blockchain.com.
Back to the Players Lounge.
Register now for the 2024 Dallas Cowboy Youth Football and Dance Camp presented by Invisalign. Athletes of all skill levels, ages 6 to 16, are invited to learn from the best this summer at the Ford Center at the Star in Frisco. Register for 2 or 3 day camps before May 17th to save $25. Visit DallasCowboys.com/camps.
That's your boy. Come on
out,
man.
Come on, check him out.
They all at Ford Center this year, man. We're not at AT&T Stadium. So all North Dallas, all that stuff. Y'all come on out. You know, they're going to be sold out. And I tell them every year, church.
What you tell them?
Go ahead and sign up. Don't be hitting my email talking about can you get. Nah, I can't do it.
Can't do it, sir.
Can't
man,
do it.
Set you up a brunch date on that day, too. Danny's so understanding and accommodating.
Meet him about 2 hours late. All right, so here we go.
Go call CPS this year.
Final segment. Barry Church, Matt Harrison, Danny McCray. I'm Scruggs.
After this, I got a story.
Guys.
We are a house divided right now on Ezekiel Elliott. Danny's believing that 200 carries and 1,000 yards.
You don't have to put the 200. He going to get just can we just do 1,000 yards? We got to do the number of carries now.
You said 1,000 yards.
You going to get over a stack with a buck 50?
It's 1,000 yards.
All right, but 1,000 yards. Yeah. Okay.
Wow. So,
I can't believe this.
And that's equal to or more than.
Not 999.
No. He got go ahead. Equal to or more. We good. Okay. Wait, can it be total yards?
Nah, he already said a put caveats in there.
This is rushing.
That's what we're talking about. Rushing.
Stand on that, Danny.
I'm just asking. Do it count?
No, rushing. Because you're the one that said Tony Pollard got 50 yards.
He said it was easy.
Stand on business.
I still believe it. We're negotiating.
So
15.
So we got right here.
What's the total?
Written down. I wrote it in red.
In there.
May 6th.
Hey, you're supposed to be helping me.
I'll try to. You got to warn me when you're going to say something outlandish.
Everybody get 5 and 5 on there. Got a stack.
Okay. Hey, he get 500 receiving. That's a hell of a
season. Yeah, he rolled it in.
Okay. So, 1,000 yards of rushing. Mm-hmm. Danny Heck right here. That's the bet.
I can't believe you went with that, eh?
Okay. So
I was going to say it regardless. I know.
Wow.
Don't be getting nervous either.
Tony Pollard, better running back.
At this point in their career, yes.
And last year, I know what Tony did, but Tony's a better player. So, and
I said, whoa, back up. What?
Tony's a better running back, in my opinion.
Right? Then who?
Then Zeke. If you talk about last year, what Tony Pollard did, that was what, number 8 in the league in rushing?
Just add context to this. You're saying Tony Pollard's a better running back than Zeke last season.
Right now, I will tell you, I think Tony Pollard, over last season, when they was together the previous season, when Tony made the Pro Bowl, better running back.
He's a better player.
Okay. Right. So, Tennessee Titans this year, he's over there. I'm telling you, that's what I believe.
Okay.
So, that's my opinion. Now, here's another issue that you have. We don't know who the starting center is going to be.
No.
We don't know who the starting left tackle is going to be.
We don't.
We have an idea of what they want to do. Right now, you're talking about putting two rookies out there. If the rookies are healthy and ready to go and can go, and then Cooper Beebe, who I like as a draft pick from Kansas State, he's not been a full-time center. He was All-American, unanimous All-American at Kansas, but that was in the interior position. It wasn't at center.
Yeah, that's true.
So,
yeah,
you're talking about just saying, bam, 1,000. Yeah. And there's some potential bigger issues.
I know who the starting left tackle is going to be, and y'all know who it's going to be, and y'all know who the starting left guard is going to be. I know what the left side is going to look like. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We can act like that all we want to. We went and got a guy in the first round.
Yes.
And we know that before that, we were talking about Tyler Smith moving out the left tackle. They went and drafted a left tackle. I think they answered that question for us.
Tyler Guyton is your left tackle.
Okay, that's where we're going.
Brock Hoffman or BB is going to be your center.
Okay, mm-hmm. Starting left tackle, a guy who played right tackle in college, so now you're going to kick him out to left. I'm just saying, there could be, I anticipate, some challenges. They're still rookies. Putting two people out here and then head make the line call, I just think that's a lot going on there from an offensive line standpoint, and for a running back who, what's it, 2 years since he had, at least 2 years he hadn't had 1,000 yards rushing, and we're just going to, same guy they let go.
Put a stack on.
Let go.
It was a money thing.
And when
they gave it up to $10 million, they gave it up to, and they brought him back.
Last time he was here, what did we all say? Pollard's a better guy. What happened? Pollard made the Pro Bowl. But now, Okay, if somehow that's Pollard all washed.
Kellen Moore is no longer here. Because last
wait
time,
a minute.
No, no.
Wait a minute.
The last time that Zeke was here, as you just said, literally, we just went through the running teams, and I said, Saquon Barkley. He said, well, Kellen Moore, give him the ball.
So now
you're talking about the last time Zeke was his last play here. Okay.
Now Mike McCarthy ground Chuck.
Is he?
Mike McCarthy.
He's gonna run the ball.
Sorry, you don't.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah, that was over.
But the reason why he's gonna run the ball is because just like you said, they young out there on the offensive line. Okay. You want to let these dudes drop back 40 times, knowing that you got all these young dudes out here, or are you gonna give them an opportunity to go and mush people off the ball, get their feet under themselves, and get a little confidence, and then have somebody who is the hammer. Who we've been looking for all last year, the hammer is going to be back there running.
Okay, great. So now we've established this. There is a bet. Yes. Food and beverage bet.
He got it now. He got the bet.
Oh, so you ain't in the bet?
Well, man, I'm going.
Oh!
It be your own, but it be your own.
I'm glad you clarified that. I'm just joking.
But I want to go back to you in the 2022 talking about Tony Pollard being better than Zeke. Zeke was, like you said, the hammer. 223 carries, and you telling me Tony Pollard gets to come behind that as a change of pace back, and you're going to say he's better than Zeke? I mean, come on. Tony Pollard. No, I understand that. I get it. I get where you're going with it, and I'm telling you all of those stats combined.
Facts.
Does not. I'm just saying the facts are Tony Pollard did make the Pro Bowl in 2022 as a change of pace back. Now, to come fast forward that, to tell me right now, today, that Tony Pollard is better than Ezekiel Elliott, I don't agree with you on that.
I believe if you ask.
I'm talking about a complete back. He doesn't block.
If you ask,
does he block better than Zeke?
If you ask 31 general managers today, Zeke or Tony Pollard, who you taking? Okay. I believe overall those general managers would tell you, okay, give me Tony Pollard.
But you said, does that man block better than?
I'm just saying, Tony Pollard, of course. Wait a minute. It's the same thing. It's the same thing at every position. Those are the intangibles. That's what I'm saying. You don't just get an opportunity to line up and just get the ball.
He's such a great blocker. They let him go.
Oh, come on with that, man. You don't even believe that.
Pollard, better receiver. Yeah, better runner.
I think Zeke had more receiving yards than Tony Pollard. Ain't that something?
Ruh-roh.
That's crazy.
What's the bet?
So Zeke out there playing with Mac Jones.
Come on, man. That's all I'm saying. What you doing?
Y'all talking about? We're running out of time.
We're running out of time. So we need to go ahead and nail this down. Make sure, okay? It is 1,000 yards of rushing.
Yes.
Danny and Heckma, you guys are pro Zeke on this.
Mm-hmm.
Barry and I are sitting here over here.
It's not going to happen.
Okay. It is a food and beverage bet.
That is.
It's perfect.
We good?
We're good.
Okay.
Y'all think Zeke going to get that many carries, huh?
Yeah, I better get ready for some chilies.
Y'all know who ain't going to be with it, though.
Who?
At the beginning of the year, he was with it until it wasn't working.
He's going to be like this. Hey, we're going to run this power. He's going to get to the line of scrimmage.
Oh, talking about
it. Man, hey, Black Nine. Right? You over there with his O.S. Come on, man. He ain't finna go out there.
I can't even believe I'm taking running back advice from the guy that talked about Lipke being.
Come on, man.
Hey, yo.
You know who else
going to get up in here, too, get the carry? You're number two, Deuce Vaughn. Okay. Spread it around. It's like gumbo. That running back gumbo. Cowboy gumbo and a running back.
There's a lot of one-year deals going around. They're not going to be risking their jobs on that foolishness, okay?
Come on,
right,
man.
They're going to have five running backs on the roster on the 53.
I formation, Zeke in the backfield. He's going to hand it off to Hunter Lickie. Just like he did it. Watch now. Okay.
I can't wait.
Golly, I love this show.
Man.
Benny, it's so much fun.
Okay,
back.
Ooh, I'm glad to be back.
We're going to end it like that.
Foolish. We're going to end it like that.
Danny McCray, thank you. Heckman Harrison, shaking his head. I love it. Thank you, Heckman. Barry Church, well done.
Yes, sir.
Great job producing today, Chris Bean. For everybody here, part of this show, this is the Players Lounge brought to you by DallasCowboys.com Radio.
Sponsored by Barry Church.
This has been a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about this, Cowboys?